My next guest needs no introduction with David Letterman. We all know David Letterman is a renowned world-class comedian and talk show host. He hosted his show for over 30 years. While he's back interviewing people as he loved doing over 30 years' work, while he's doing it in a new spin where he goes to celebrities and famous people's homes and he gets to talk about their lives and the experiences and the paths and journeys that led them to where they are. This show is currently on the fourth season that came out May 20th, 2022. He's interviewed the likes of Barack Obama, Kanye West, Kim Kardashian, Dave Chappelle. The list is pretty much endless. Anyway, this season four, he gets to interview the likes of Billie Eilish, Cardi B, Will Smith, Ryan Reynolds, Kevin Durant, and Julia Louis Dreyfus. It's a 6-episode season. Well, the first episode, he talks with Billie Eilish, where she talks about her experiences as a musician, her journey through music, and, her having Tourette's and being an artist, and how overwhelmingly interesting it is that when she's performing on stage or singing, she doesn't do those clicky things that people with Tourette's would usually experience, and it's quite interesting. And she has some sort of, imposter syndrome where you've attained success, but you still think, I'm living someone's life. I shouldn't be here. I shouldn't be here. And of course, Dave mentioned how he too is going through that similar condition where he thinks that maybe I shouldn't be doing this. I shouldn't be experiencing this. Of course, she took Billie Eilish took Dave go-karting, where she crashed into him several times, and he seemed a bit terrified, but seemed like he was having a jolly old good time. And of course, Billie talks about how she manages her work, the type of artist that influenced her, rather, and creating the type of music that she creates, and the relationship, the work relationship she has with her brother, who happens to be her producer, and how they vibe in their studio and make this impactful, award-winning, 7-time Grammy Award-winning music. Quite an interesting interview. I think y'all should check it out. And of course, the second episode was Will Smith. And of course, the events of this episode took place before the famous Chris Rock slap at the Oscars. But besides that, overall, great interview where he talks about how he even landed the role of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, how Quincy Jones practically bullied him into becoming the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and giving us one of the best shows of all time. Even if you watch that show right now, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, some of the events and things that I talked about are still relevant even to this day. And then, of course, he talks about his music career, his children, his struggles, everything that, we all know Will Smith to be a great actor, and, he talks about his life, really, and his experiences. It's quite interesting. And of course, another interview with Cardi B, where Cardi B takes Dave to the Bronx, and they have some chopped cheese, and they enjoy some food, some Latino food at a Mexican or bodega. I don't want to lie. And talks about her stripping days, Cardi B, that is, back in stripping, how she got into the music business, and her parenting, how she studied political science and protesting injustice. If you just listen to Cardi B music, you don't know much about her, but if you listen to the interview, I feel like you'd find a bit more about her in detail, and you will enjoy the type of person she is if you're not already a fan of her. You get into depth of the type of person she is and what inspires her to do the type of music she does and to do the things that she does. And she's a very well-read person. It's quite interesting. I didn't actually think that, but watching this interview, I got to know her a bit better. And of course, we have the third episode, I think. Is it the third or the fourth? Yeah, I think the fourth episode. Mr. Deadpool himself, Ryan Reynolds. And, my man cooks a pizza for Dave, and they have a blast talking about his experiences as well. he got the role of being Deadpool and, you know, becoming who he is and becoming the legend that he is and owning a Welsh football team, discuss his youth in Canada and how he moved from Canada to America and started his acting career, where his breakthrough moment was and how he did things. So it's really interesting. And what's life like being a father of two daughters, basically being the only man in a household filled with women, that his wife Blake and his other kids. So it's quite interesting. And of course we talk, and then of course on the fifth episode, he talks with basketballer Kevin Durant. And they, of course, Dave goes one-on-one with Kevin Durant. Of course, he loses miserably, but I think Durant was a bit soft on him. So, and then, of course, they go snowboarding. They have a conversation about, you know, social media, trash talking, the stuff that happens in the court and the type of things that basketballers experience and how, what he plans to do after retiring. They talk a little bit about Kobe. You know, it's really interesting. If you're not a basketball fan, I think you'd find more depth into these artists than you know more about them, the type of things that interest them, their lives. And somehow Dave scores a friendship with Kevin Durant in the end. So it's quite interesting. And of course, last but not least, Julia Louis-Dreyfus. If you don't know who Julia is, she was a star in Veep. She was the star in Seinfeld. She was SNL star. She's one of the best actors, and she talks about her life, how she got those roles and how she started her acting career in the theater and how things worked out for her, how she had to move from house to house because she had multiple families in the sense that her parents were separated and they remarried. So she had basically four sets of parents that welcomed her and embraced her, you know, and taught her of the person to become the person she is, really. And it really molded her into the person that she is. She talks about her husband, her kids, and the influences about her life that made her, you know, take on roles of such iconic characters, being vice president on Veep and, you know, being Elaine on Seinfeld, working with Jerry Seinfeld, all that, and having struggling and surviving through breast cancer, winning Emmys. It's a really compelling season of David Letterman, or Dave Letterman, whichever way you want to look at it. I will say that this old geezer knows how to interview, and his interviews seem more of a conversation instead of an interrogation. So I think that's probably why the fans and the rest of the celebrities are appealing to. But of course, regarding David Letterman, there has been controversy sometime this week, I'm talking about the time of the release of this episode. So if you're listening to this after a mighty long time, this may not be relevant. But a host of Drink Champs, Noor, had a dispute about celebrities or rappers, per se. Basically, you could say the conversation or his argument or error or conflict is against Cardi B, but the likes of Joe Budden and Joe Budden Podcast, Ice and Ish said maybe it's something different. But when you listen to what Noor said, you understand what he means, that these celebrities get to, you know, they start from the beginning and they go to all these hip hop heads talk shows and they talk hip hop, and then somehow when they're so big and so enormous and world starist, and they don't even want to hang out or even book shows with these hip hop shows that sort of paved and made them who they are. And of course, Joe Budden and his pals were like, that's not the case. Sometimes these people go to the Ellens and the Oprahs and the Gales because they don't want to talk about music, or they don't have music. They just want to have a conversation about pretty much anything. And of course, Joe and the gang were like, no, we can talk about these things if you want. Why do you gotta go there? And of course, you get to understand that the mega stars don't do interviews all the time. They do something when they want to share something. So when Cardi B gets the David Letterman interview, you know, maybe she's wanted to be on David Letterman for many years when she was young. Sometimes before you think about the culture and what it influences, what it means, if someone is snubbing the hip hop world or not, y'all have to think about these celebrities, some of them have dreams and aspirations, you know. I personally want to be on Fallon tonight. I want to be on Jimmy Fallon's show. So if somehow I become world famous and become a megastar, and Jimmy's doing the same thing Letterman is doing, I don't think everyone should be mad that I'm, you know, having a chat with Jimmy, because I wanted to be on the show, but he retired before I got the opportunity. Some of these guys, you grow up watching them. And when you grow up watching them, you like, wow. You know, The Daily Show, when Jon Stewart was hosting, a lot of people wanted to be on there. Jon Stewart's got another show, and, you know, he calls you, you go, because you want to be on his show, but he's not on his show anymore, but you're still a fan, so you go. So, I understand how, you know, the hip-hop heads and hip-hop talk show hosts and hip-hop podcasters would feel about people from their culture and their business feel some type of way about celebrities and artists going to these certain peoples that are not basically music-based. And when you listen to David Letterman, he doesn't know all this music stuff. But it's not about them going to the celebrity going to an audience that already know their music. It's nice to go to an audience that doesn't know them. That could help broaden your scope, broaden your branch and reach, get you more success than you already have. But then again, if you're getting to sit down with Dave Letterman, everybody fucking knows you. So what's really the point? Maybe you just want to hang out with Dave. That's probably just it. Anyway, thanks for listening, man. Remember to subscribe to the podcast on whatever platform you're listening it on, whether it be Spotify, Apple, whatever, man. It's on so many things, I don't know what it's on anymore. Yeah. Amazon something, Audible, yeah, that. It's on so many things, I don't know what it is. It's just literally everywhere. Just wherever you're listening, check it out. And subscribe and, you know, invite your friends over, I don't know. I remember to support this podcast on Patreon. As always, I'll leave the link in the description. And while you're at it, after finishing this episode, perhaps you should scroll down and check out our other episodes. You might actually like them. Of stuff perhaps you have not seen on Netflix, so it'd be great to check that out. And I promise I don't spoil a lot of shows, but I tend to give a summary without spoiling things, but if I do spoil them, I apologize, you know. Most of the time, if I actually spoil a show, I put in a spoiler in the description, but I don't think I spoiled the show. I just gave a brief, you know, whatever I said, you can't really hold a conversation over it. Of the things you heard on Letterman if you didn't actually watch the show. Some people say that's a horrible thing. I should break this shit down to bits where even if you listen to the pod, you don't actually have to watch the show or the film, whatever I'll be talking about. But for me, I want you to enjoy it with me. And if I'm saying it's horrible, it's me basically saying don't watch it. Don't waste your time. And if I'm saying watch it, you should probably watch it. Anyway, thank you for listening. Adios, folks.